Michael and Carl's Interpreting Dialogues. Dialogue. Personal Injury Claim. Briefing. Chao Liang has come to the office of Adrian Turner, a lawyer working for Bates and Stewart, a law firm in Melbourne. Liang is making an inquiry about personal injury claims on behalf of one of his colleagues who has recently suffered an injury at work. End of briefing. Dialogue starts now. Hi, Charles Liang, is it? My name is Adrian Turner. I'd like to welcome you to Bates and Stewart on this sunny afternoon. Please take a seat. I can offer you tea, coffee, or juice, whatever you like.
谢谢你，唐纳先生。来点热水就行了。
Okay, what can I help you with today?
我在 Richmond 一家叫做 Tip Top 的电焊公司做焊工。前台小姐告诉我说，您擅长个人工伤索赔，但她没有讲清楚您能为哪种类型的工伤索要赔偿。
Well, there are many. It can be a physical injury, such as a broken bone or loss of hearing or sight, or it might be a psychological trauma like anxiety disorder. What kind of problem do you have?
不是我。而是我的同事杨军，他一个月前来我们车间做学徒，我挺照顾他的。他在电焊这方面很有天分，而且他也很细心。那天我老板决定让他试一试电弧焊，您可能对这样的工作不大熟悉，它稍微还是有点技术性的。简单来说，就是指在通电的情况下，把两块金属焊接到一起。
Arc welding. Yes, I've dealt with cases like that before. I know it can be very dangerous if proper safety precautions are not followed.Do go on.
您说的对。我已经在澳洲做这行6年了。在过去的3年之中一直在这家公司工作。像这样的情况我见得多了。您可以想象下，被高温和火花烫到的风险还是挺大的。为了保护自己，我们还得戴上厚厚的手套，并穿上防护的夹克。
Oh, yes, I know. So, what happened to your colleague? Let me guess. There was a problem with the helmet? I've heard stories of the faceplate getting cracks. If the helmet is damaged, the sparks can damage your eyes, right?
说得对，但事情并不是那么简单。上个星期四，就在下班之后，我接到了老板的一个电话，说杨军把手烫伤了。原来手套上有洞，怎么会这样呢？我那个来白痴的老板，给他用的是一双破掉的旧手套。那双手套几个月之前就该扔掉了。昨天晚上我去医院看杨军，他一直在哭，手上打满了绷带。他跟我说，他受到了2度烧伤。
Oh, that must have been a terrible ordeal for her.Did the doctor say if she would get permanent scarring as a result of the burns?
医生还不清楚， 现在他疼得厉害，我希望我要是能先给他提个醒就好了。问题在于，这样的事情已经不是第一次发生。有的时候我的老板不大细心，所以在我们上班的地方还发生了好多次其他的事故，但是这次事故是最严重的。我知道，在澳大利亚，你们有很健全和完善的法律体系。我一直在想，我是不是该叫警察？他真可怜，我觉得他的遭遇太不幸了。
Well, you did the right thing in coming here and seeking legal advice, but first you should know that if someone has an accident at their workplace,It is not considered a crime per se. It's a tort, a civil wrong. It's a matter for the courts, in other words, not the police.
您是说杨军可以告他？怎么个告法呢？
Well, usually you start off by lodging a personal injury claim. And this claim alleges that the injury you have suffered...was caused by someone else's negligence. And there are various types of compensation claims, including work cover claims, insurance claims, lump sum payouts, and so on. Here's a leaflet with some more information. Maybe your interpreter could translate that later for you.
谢谢。我是从电视的广告上看到你们律师行的联系方式的。广告说，在有些情况下，如果客户打赢了官司的话，就不需要付律师费了，是吗？
In many cases, yes. But there are a number of criteria that need to be looked at. Later on, we can have your colleague's case assessed to see if it qualifies for a...No win, no pay arrangement.
明白了。那通常要等多长时间呢？
In some cases, it can take up to 12 months to settle, so you may need to be patient. If your colleague wishes, she can make an appointment with us when she feels up to it. We can help her prepare her claim and arrange the appropriate medical assessments.It will be our job to negotiate her claim for compensation. End of dialogue.